All right, we're going to get into what I would call the second predominant phase of this operation of the kingdom. The first phase of anything you're going to receive from God is understanding He's not just going to do it. If you're waiting on God to just do something, you might be here 10 years from now waiting on Him to do something. There are certain things that cause the release of the kingdom, and we're learning about that, and it's happening, it's working, it's exciting. Amen? The first thing is desire. God works with the desire of your heart, so don't quench. Don't quench what's going on. Let your desire, because that desire will get met before any other. Don't worry about it if it's attached to something you want in the earth. God will turn your desires. Once you get the kingdom working, trust me, He's a master at turning all your desire towards the kingdom, the nations. But you got to understand how it works. And to tap in with your desire. As long as it's a holy desire, you know, tap in with that first, because that's where you're going to have the most faith with. Okay? And then what we learn through Mark 12 is, it says, believe that you receive when? Believe that you receive when? When you pray. Well, where do you receive it? And He says, and you shall have. Shall have is different than receive. You're not receiving the manifestation when you pray. You're receiving the release from the Father. Why is that? Turn that off. Why is that so necessary? Because God, for Him to do something in the earth, must pass it through the jurisdiction of the dominion of man first. He does not bypass man. He gave man to have dominion over the works of His hands. He restored the dominion through the Lord, delivered us from the earth curse system, gave us the right as sons and daughters, kings and priests, to operate in the kingdom of God here. And so to do that, we must learn the keys of the kingdom. We believe when we pray. That's why I encourage you, when you make a request, write it down. Ask for it in writing. Put the scripture, at least make it one page. I want to say one page. Pretty easy to do. Go to e-sword.net. Gives you the whole Bible download. Cut and paste something. Put it on a page. I've had a couple people say, could you make my petitions for me? I'll be happy to make them, but it would help you if you will write something down. Well, what'd I put on it? Believe you receive when you pray, put the time, the date, your signature. If you have your husband and wife, you sign it. This is the confidence we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us. If He hears, we shall have. Believe you receive. Look at this. This is why this is working. This is His petition notebook. I have a petition notebook. Fulfillment of pledge petition. God already did. Look, He made a petition to fulfill His pledge petition. Did you get that? Father, I have a pledge. Now I'm making a petition for you to fulfill the pledge petition. And guess what? God did it. He put the scriptures down. They signed it. Put the time on it. Why? On November 8th at 12:50 p.m. I believe I received the fullness of that pledge. Where did you receive it? I just said I wasn't going to do this for 5 minutes. I got to get in this other step. He says, you receive it into the kingdom within you. Luke 17, the kingdom not cometh with observation, but the kingdom is within. Why is that step so necessary? God transfers it to there first. So it can be loosed from that place into the earth's jurisdiction. When you pray, God delivers it right there. How many blessings get stolen when He delivers it? Where does it go in the kingdom within? That's what we're going to talk today about, is how to, the second phase, guard your heart with all diligence. That's the phase between you believe you receive into the kingdom and then you shall have. Shall have as manifestation. We talk about manifestation. We talk about how it comes in fullness or in seed form. We can't get into that today. Learn to train your eyes on manifestation. If you're believing for $100,000, you know, for the next project in India, and 10,000 comes in, know that your answer is in the 10,000. And learn to interact with the 10,000. We're learning how to interact because sometimes God will send the answer in seed. And when we learn to interact with the seed, receive, bless, break, send, multiply. Amen. Now, the biggest and most important part, primary, the number one part is the one I'm talking about today. Once you receive it in the kingdom, there is sometimes a waiting time. That's the time that two things can happen, two or three. It can get snatched through doubt and unbelief if you do not become an expert at guarding your heart with all diligence. It will get snatched. And then you'll wonder, why didn't God ever answer my prayer? Or we'll take an action of the flesh to bind that thing to the earth. You can't believe God to get you out of debt and have a project and say, well, we'll just finance the debt. And say, God, I ask you to bless me with this project. It's going to cost $20,000 and I'll go borrow it from the bank. You just bound that thing back into a system. Whatever you bind on the earth, bound in heaven. You cannot bind some if you're believing to operate by the kingdom. The kingdom operates by laws. Those laws do not include mammon or the operation of mammon or debt, poverty, lack, need, or destruction. We want out of all that. Amen. We want to learn how to tap into that kingdom and have the reception of the full flow. Now, what I want to really concentrate on today is to guard your heart once the deposit's made. How is the deposit made? By faith. I believe I receive. How is it loosed in the earth? By faith. You loose it, but you have to have it in here first. And then you loose it from the kingdom within you into the earth system. Man, if you get that part, oh man, you're going to be a monster for God. I'm telling you, a Rambo nightmare for the devil. When you receive that deposit and you exercise your faith, if you know what's in there, you can release it. If you don't know anything's in there, you can't release anything. Well, I don't know. What do you mean something's in there? That's how God transfers spiritual things through dominion, by faith. As I receive it, I can loose it. Whatever you loose on the earth, loose in heaven. But you're loosing it from the kingdom within you. That's why you have a right. I give you the keys of the kingdom. I loose this into the earth system. Out of my belly shall flow rivers. All right. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart. Or another word, guard thy heart, thy domain. The part, the dominion mechanism within you, as a man thinketh in the domain of his heart, so is he. Keep the heart with all diligence. Say all diligence. For out of it shall flow the issues of life. The issues means the source. Your heart's not the source. New Age will tell you that, but your heart's connected to the source because the source of life, which is the kingdom of God, comes through your heart. So out of it's going to flow. Your heart is the gate. The kingdom of God within you is the gateway. Everything from the kingdom has to pass through. If your gate's plugged up with unbelief, nothing happens. You'll just wonder why it happens for somebody else. We'll go to the next meeting and say, prophesy to me that God's going to do something for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love that. In fact, almost every time I go to a meeting, I get called out. It's about 80% of the time. I'm like, I want heaven to call me out, though, but I appreciate his servants calling me out, you know. Hallelujah forever. But we got to guard. Now, the New Testament is Luke 7. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it shall flow. Out of your belly shall flow. Out of it shall flow. We need to get something flowing. Before something flows, you need to get deposits. You get deposits by faith, by request, by believing you receive when you pray. That's why you sign it. You date it. You put the time on it. You keep it. You hold it. You walk around with it. Guard. You got to keep that. Why with all diligence? because the devil's coming immediately. His job is to snatch that out of your heart and put it in his trophy room. He's got big trophy rooms filled with all the saints' blessings because we didn't know how to get it from the heart to the earth. We must learn to guard this domain. Everything passes through this domain. If you understand how big the kingdom of God is within you, you can have 5, 10, 15 things working at the same time. But you got to work them. Say, work it, baby. You got to work it. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Guard your heart. So we're going to learn how to keep our heart, learn how to keep that deposit. Everyone say, this is the most important step. Because if you don't do this right, it'll get snatched. Discouragement will snatch it. When you get overly discouraged, the emotion of discouragement will come. When your words start lining up with the discouragement, guess what? The enemy has power through your words and your belief system. And if he can get them to line up with the circumstantial evidence and atmosphere he brings to you, as soon as he passes that through you, he snatches. As soon as you agree with it, snatch! That's mine. I'll take that. No more of that stuff. Ephesians 6:16, above all. Everyone say above all. That's a pretty big, I like these. All diligence, above all. I get into these all scriptures. That's the ones that he maketh all grace to abound. I want all of it. So I need to get above all. All diligence, all grace. I want all, so I'm getting into the all. Everyone say, jump into the all. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. My God, when I saw that. There is a shield that can quench the fiery darts are the ones coming to steal what's been deposited within you. If we can raise the shield properly and understand how that shield works, it can raise up around the dominion of our heart and what's working on the kingdom of God within us, so there'll be a proper release and a proper loosing into this earth system. If you're sitting on the front row, you're in trouble. Because there's holy spittle flying today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All. Shield of faith. Man, I said, God, I'd sure like to know what that is. Anybody have it? Well, it's faith, brother. Yeah, well, obviously, mine's not up because there's too many fiery darts getting through. So there's something about the shield I don't know. I said, Lord, could you teach me a little bit about this shield? He said, be glad to. I said, because if I can get that shield up around the dominion and all the stuff working in the kingdom of God within me, I know how to get the deposit. I know how to hold it. But I said, sometimes it gets dislodged. And he told me something. He goes, the first aspects of faith, don't ask for too much too fast. And if you do, have short term and long term. In other words, it's good to have long term. But you need something short term that you can get a breakthrough on so you can see and your confidence can grow in the way the kingdom works. If you're asking for something way too big, it's going to take you too long to get there and it doesn't manifest, you're going to get discouraged and the enemy will snatch it out, neutralize it, paralyze it. So keep that out there, but know it's faith and patience. You inherit the big promises. But faith and a little bit of patience to inherit the smaller promises. I need to get faith working so there's a confidence and a flow working. I want to see stuff happening. We're getting our faith down into daily. We want daily. He says he daily loadeth us with benefits. And when I walk around, I say, load me, Father, today. It's all about your perception. Like Chuck was saying, it's all perception. He called me one day, it's perception. He goes, we shifted. We're not debt-minded or need-minded anymore. We're kingdom-minded, expectant-minded, and we know something's coming, and we can't wait to interact when it comes. See, your expectancy shifted to another place. If all you're doing is looking at the bills and going the hee-haw, doom, despair, agony on me, deep, dark, depression, excessive misery, you're in the wrong system. All your heart will get up into that system, and your dominion mechanism, as a man thinketh in the domain of his heart, start manifesting your unbelief. You're a believer whether you know it or not, because if you're full, not you, but the other people in those other places, if they're full of doubt and unbelief, poverty mentality, like Chuck said, 10 years, everyone say 10 years, missed the core message for 10 years, and he's associate pastor. Say 10 years. I want to get this by benefit of the tape. Associate Pastor Chuck Miles missed the core message of our church for 10 years. He said, if you told him that he had a poverty mindset, he would have said, absolutely not. Put up the boxing gloves. You got to be kidding me. I teach this stuff. I said, I do too. I just couldn't get it to work, you know. It's probably the thing about Revelation. Revelation will show up to you all the way. I'm like, okay, God, I got lots of revelation. I need to know how to work some of this stuff. You got to add something more than just revelation, because you'll get real fat in your understanding, but you can't make nothing happen. I'm like, Lord, if there's no demonstration, if there's no release or evidence, we're all going to just get discouraged. We need flow, evidence. We need things to come. I need to know that God is working in and through me. He'll change your life. Get one time this works for you and your life will be changed. You'll walk around with big notebooks in your hand, full of petitions and requests. And then, oh, I'm so pregnant, out of my belly's flowing rivers today. What's that shield of faith? How does it work? Deuteronomy chapter 6. Before you can raise a shield, you need to have a shield. To have a shield, you need certain things around you. Here's the thing about what we're talking about. When you get a deposit, I know when I prayed, you need something you can pull up when the devil comes and tries that deposit in you, because he's going to come and try it. I tell about that story 3 weeks ago when we sat at 10 till 1 o'clock. I sat right over there between Ed and Joanne right there. And Chuck and I prayed, and we believe we received $10,000 at 10 till 1 o'clock on November 3rd. I know, because I walked around and said it 100 times. At 10 till 1 o'clock, I believed I received $10,000. We haven't seen $10,000 check in probably 3 years. And I'm telling you, on Friday, it manifest. A $10,000 check manifested. That's pretty good. Between all that manifestation, I had World War III in my emotions. Because I needed the $10,000 last month on October 3rd, 2009. I'm asking on November 3rd, and I needed October 3rd. When you need it a month before, staff is looking at you like, we going to get paid this week, or, you know. Actually, you go in and have a meeting with them and say, we're just all in faith here. There's emotions that come with that. There's things that happen to get you discouraged. This is why you need something. When this happens, the first thing that happened, my truck blew up. The engine blew up. The manifold. And I said this too, going to pick up Anna, or she's sitting there going to be the bearer of the news, you know. The cop pulls in and he gives me a ticket pulling in to get the news about my truck blowing up. I said, oh, happy days. Oh, happy day. I wasn't very happy about that. I got in my car and said, it doesn't matter. At 10 till 1 o'clock, I believe I received the $10,000. That's all I knew at that time. Ever since then, God's talked to us a lot, showed us. But it showed up in 3 days. It may not show up in 3 days, but you're going to have to learn to guard. Let me teach you how to guard. The most important part about guarding your heart is you're going to have to get something in the exterior perimeter of your life, because it's going to be very hard to pull up the promise of God up out of your heart when your emotions are being warred upon, when the enemy has exerted warfare against your spirit and your emotion and your mind. The last thing you do is just draw something out of your spirit. You don't do that. You need to arm yourself with a shield, an exterior shield that your faith can activate. More important, what I'm about to tell you, you must do it. Everyone say, do it. If you don't hear this, if you hear it and don't learn to do this, if you don't learn how to raise the shield, and I'll teach you, you shift the atmosphere around your life. You shift it over your business. You shift it over your family. You've got to shift it to your perception changes. This is the kingdom's working through your belief systems. Everything's flowing, good or bad, through what you believe. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. All right? Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, mind, body, and strength. That's important. You've got to be in love with God. We've talked a whole lot about that lately, so I'm going to get into the shield part. And these words, say these words. There's a whole lot of words. He only taught 34 chapters in one sermon. Lock the doors. I'm Moses today. We're at the River Jordan. I'm going to get you into the promised land. We're going 34 chapters today. You'll be out by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. These words which I command thee this day shall be where? In thine heart. The most predominant place. You must get that promise in you. You have to have something that's supporting what you're asking for in you. If you're believing to be free of debt before you take on your mortgage, take on your credit card, take on the Sears bill, whatever. That one that won't ever get paid every month through your own efforts. Believe God for your accounts receivables to come in. There's some businessmen that have accounts receivables need to be unlocked right now. And you can be on the phone all day long, but until we get plugged into the kingdom, God's angels will go and lock that stuff for you. You want to work near as hard. Flow to start coming. Oh my God, that people, they never pay on time. They're always 90 days in their payment. They wrote us a check. Mm-hmm. These words shall be in your heart. You have to be full of the promise. Now, the way I'd encourage you to do that is actually, you've got to be full of this message for one thing. To get it to work, you've got to sow it. I'd encourage you to get the teachings. Just listen. 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 Just play them. Because something will go off. If Chuck could sit around here for 10 years and maybe miss part of the core message, I'm not picking on him. You might be missing the core message too. I've missed the core message. I'm carrying it. But if you listen, something will activate. You need to listen. Fill your heart with a promise. Fill your heart with a word. And especially what you're believing God for. Being debt free. You should walk the floor. Say, I owe no man anything but to love him. My Father gives rain unto my land in season. He's blessed all the works of my hands. I am a lender. And I shall not borrow. You know, there's a shift in that. For you to be a lender means you have to have capital funds to lend. You're the one making it happen for everybody instead of wanting everybody to make it happen for you. That's a shift in mentality. That's a shift in the structural mentality for which we are governed by in this nation. We're governed through mammon to borrow. And when we want something, borrow. God is he's restricting everybody in the nation right now to get them to trust in him again. Credit lines are drawn up and people are howling about it, you know. And actually, that's a good thing because we shift back into the way God does it. You fill up. Oh, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only. I'm getting a little ahead of the message. Keep your heart full of the word, especially this particular word. If you're struggling financially and things are being fought, listen, the devil will always fight you financially until you get a handle on it. You think one day you're just going to wake up after you've done nothing about it and said, oh, wow, I never have a need again as long as I live. Wow, I have all my bills paid for as long as I live. I didn't even have to do anything. No. You have to tap into that part of the kingdom to get that. If you don't get that one fixed, when God tells you to do something, no money, can't pay the bills, I can't do it right now, Father. We're not tapped in to the kingdom. So we have to exert effort, spiritual labor, more importantly, focus. Focus. Everyone say focus. You gotta, if you're gonna bring something in the kingdom forth, focus on that area of the kingdom. Because another great thing is the enemy will distract you and all kinds of things. You can't bring six things to pass at the same time, six movements of the kingdom. Focus first and get that one down before you go. That's one of the most important. Amen? Listen, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. Talk of them when thou walkest by thy way. Talk of them when thou liest down. Talk of them when thou risest up. Four times a day it said, this stuff better be in your mouth. Now here's the thing about once you've prayed, the last thing you want to do is put something like this in your mouth. Because you don't feel like it. Because all your circumstance has created an atmosphere around you is totally contrary to what God has said. So the last thing you want to do is just start talking. This is the most important part, because when it's in your heart, you speak it and it literally creates an atmosphere around you. And I'm going to do this for just a couple of minutes here in a minute. You must master the atmosphere of your life daily. If you're going to see the kingdom flow on a consistent basis, you must master that atmosphere and stop accepting things just because they come and say, oh, well, I'm under a lot of warfare today. Everybody's under warfare. Choose what country you want to live in. But you can rise up out of that warfare zone. Because if you live under that mentality too long, it'll paralyze what's working on the inside of you. And if it paralyzes, the enemy's going to snatch what's going on. And you're going to wonder why God didn't answer your prayer. Talk of them. You got to get it in your mouth. To get in your mouth, write something down with some scriptures on it. Because the last thing you want to do is pull up some scripture when you're going through the warfare. Have it in front of you on the page. No, when I prayed, I believed I received it right now. And look, it says, I owe no man anything but to love him. And my God maketh all grace to abound in me, that I'm always having all sufficiency in all things. I'm visibly even with my business. My gates are open continually, day and night. Thou shalt not be shut. The men bring unto me the wealth of the nation. I heard about this guy that, I mean, he had nothing. Him and his wife were moved to take their bracelet, and it was a ruby bracelet, and they gave it to the church, and they were just moved by the Holy Spirit to do it. And says, Father, we don't have nothing. The next day, this guy was manager, but he was going over to another car dealership to, they asked him to come over for the day. And when he walked over there, the owner happened to be there. Divine connection. He said, I just fired all my management. How'd you like to run my car dealership? He said, all right. He said, when he got in there, he got all the salesmen. He said, all right, Bible studies twice a week. We're going to walk the circumference of this property every day. And we're going to learn to speak. Could you imagine them over that? Walking around. Oh, we're priests of the Lord and named the ministers of our God. And we are being fed with the treasures of the nation. Our gates are open continually, day and night, continually. There is a continual flow of customers coming through this dealership. I know how that works. I used to do it. Them salesmen get so mad at me. I was doubling the sales. They said, you just know who comes in here and buys. That's all it is. I said, no, I don't. They get mad because the favor would come so strong. Literally doubled what anybody else was doing, just doubled it. Because I'd get in there and walk. I'd walk the floor before work. I'd get in there like 30 minutes early and just walk the floor. Speaking, it's in your mouth. I'd create that atmosphere of expectancy. See? as I created that atmosphere expecting, I'm looking. I'm not wondering how come God's not moving. I'm looking. I know he's going to show up. Just where? I'm looking because it's full. And I'm speaking. And they start speaking the word. All of a sudden, their dealership became the number one dealership in the state of Ohio. The owner got so impressed. He says, I want to know what church you go to. Met the pastor. The owner gave that pastor $500,000 in 1 year. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. That owner would have never went through that church had he not seen the demonstration at his dealership. If we don't see demonstration, we're going to get discouraged. We got to get faith alive and expect the demonstration. These words shall be in my heart. They're going to be in my mouth 4 times a day. When I rise up, every morning I have a routine. When I get in the prayer closet, I'm spending, I don't tell you how long I spend on confession, but I spend a good time. Now, I'll start out, I'll just confess through the framing of your world a little bit, our confessional book. But then I get into what I just call the zone. I get a zone. I literally move out of how do you describe that? I move out of the earth jurisdiction. I move into a spiritual zone where I am so locked in to what I'm praying for, what I'm believing for, and the atmosphere of God that it starts swirling. Father, I thank you. Your favor is encompassing me about as a shield. Every place the soles of my feet are walking today is surrounded with favor. You're bathing me in oil today. You're pouring me honey from the rock. You're feeding me with the increase of the fields from the high places. Father, I thank you. As an eagle fluttereth over her young and taketh them, bearing them upon her wings. So bear me upon your wings today. Bear this church upon your wings. Lift us, Father, into the high places. Make us ride on the high places with you. Feed us with the increase of the fields. Pour us honey out of the rock. Pour us oil out of the flinty rock. You maketh my feet like hinds feet. You set me. You set me. I'm set in two high places. I'm not set down into a valley. That's how you come up out of your circumstance. If you don't do that, see what that does. That atmosphere starts shifting. Guess what the atmosphere is? The shield of faith. It creates a circumference atmosphere around you. You feel it. You walk in it. You touch it. You taste it. You feel like this. Psalms 20. In the name of my God, I set up my banner. In fact, you'll just start standing up straighter. When you get under too much, you go like this. But when faith comes on you, it setteth me. In the name of my God, I set up my banners. Father, your banner over me today. Jehovah Jireh, every place I go, favor, promotion, goodness, blessing, following me, going before me, making every crooked. But see, I'm talking. I'm tapping into that atmosphere of faith. Tapping in, Father. Oh, and the Lord fulfilleth all my petitions. In the name of my God, I'll run through the troop. In the name of my God, I'll leap over the walls of unbelief. What's working in me is coming into the earth. Out of my belly shall flow. And I'll get in there and then I loose what's going on in the kingdom. I'm about to close. In the name of my God, what's working in the kingdom when I got those deposits? I loose them into the earth. I loose the manifestation. I loose it from the kingdom of God with you. In the name of Jesus, I loose the manifestation into the earth. Man, you can't operate like that and things not start happening. Somebody go, oh, that's good, brother. That's good. This is a core message. If you tap into it, there's no end. This building of this shield is more important. Say, well, you know, I confess the word. It feels very, very mechanical. I'm closing. What does that mean? It feels very mechanical. It will until you get. When I picked up a golf club the first time, oh, my God. I beat the ground. My wrists were so sore. And that guy next to me just, whew. I'm like, how'd you do that? And I'm like, oh. So I'll swing harder. But after a while, you get fluid. Same way with the word. When you confess the word, you're literally wielding the sword of God. You get fluid with that sword. You get very fluid. We're looking for some of you to get very fluid. Because we're planning on driving back this stuff over whole congregations, communities. I don't know how far or how big, but I know the river is flowing. It's going to start multiplying and increasing. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. And we're for such a time as this, when people are trusting in another system that's falling apart, God's economy is going to rise right up. Hallelujah. Okay, one more. This is real important. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand. I like to put something in my hand. I carry it with me. If I'm believing for the wealth of the nation, I have a gold coin I carry in my hand. A very nice gold coin. A very expensive gold coin that God just told me to give away. I said, God, I don't want to give this away. I said, I've been carrying this thing and binding this as a sign of my hand. He goes, I know that, but it's time that this stuff's going to be loose now. And as a sign, I want you to loose that. Because it's time to loose it now. The river's flowing. I said, okay, I'll do it. But you carry things. You hold them in your hands. You don't have to do that, but I like to do it. You might like it. Some of you are going, huh. It's a sign, the point of contact. I like to squeeze. I'm an intense person. You'll find most kings are very intense people. All right. Look at this. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Very, very important. Write them upon thy post and thy house and thy gates. Write them. Why? You need it exteriorly so you can reference it. You reference it because it's hard to pull it up when you're in the battle. It's hard to pull it up. But if I got it around me, man, I teach you how to do this on our website with spiritual constitutions for your whole life. But I really want you to focus on the petition right now because I want you to see it work for you quickly. And when you're referencing, I put it on my post and my doors, twice going out, twice coming in. I'm looking at it. Put a picture with it. Find a picture. iStockPhoto.com. Find something that represents that. Put it on a page. And when I see that picture, I see that petition twice. It's on my door. It's on my gate. It's in my car. It's in my prayer closet. It's on my wall. I'm surrounding my sensory mechanism with vision. Why? I'm building an atmosphere around me. I'm touching that atmosphere. Put it, it says, bind it to the frontlets of your eyes. Proverbs says this. You must control your eye gates. Your spiritual perception is governed by what's coming in. Control the eye gate. Keep it in front of your eye. That's when I close. I see the word. I just don't speak it. I see it. I'm moving in that dimension. Why? Because I'm tapping into a government that's not of this world to release the supernatural. Amen? Twice coming in, twice. If you'll put this all around you like this, what'll happen, you'll find the lifestyle of faith. Your whole life will be like that. Because as soon as you get a mountain move, the exhilaration hits you. Was that exhilarating to have that? Once you get that exhilaration hits you, you're going, oh my God. It works. Jerry, does it work? It works. And when that hits you, go, oh my God, I want another mountain. Give me another mountain. And the one I just move, it ain't going to do. I want something bigger. And God sees that you're a mountain moving machine that will not fall apart when the enemy approaches you, then God will assign you something in the kingdom to move. So these were good. You use these things and, you know, I blessed you, but I got a job for you in the kingdom now. I want you to move this stuff. I want you to move that mountain because I know you won't fall apart. But if you're falling apart, it's some cheap manifestation of the enemy, and we're falling apart, and I need a sozo? No, I'm not, I love the sozo, but every time you start believing God, you gotta have a sozo. Come on. There's nothing wrong with you. He's just trying what's going on. He wants to snatch it. But when you learn to get that shield up, I am closing now. When you get that shield up, that stuff doesn't penetrate. That's why it said it quenches all the fiery darts. If you miss this part and don't put the shield up, you can do everything else, and he will just rip into you. The enemy's merciless. I mean, he is vicious. But God's weaponry is much greater than him. If you don't employ that weaponry, you're not going to... I spent a lot of time trying to get God to help me. I didn't get a whole lot of answers until I started using what he already gave me. And once I started using it, the help showed up. The Calvary showed up. The glory showed up. The presence showed up. The power, the strength, the favor, all of it showed up. So let's all stand. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for your word today. Father, we're going to get the money thing fixed in a recession. We're going to prosper greater than we've ever prospered. The businesses in this body will prosper greater than any other businesses. The people in this body will prosper. Oh, we're in a set time, Father. This is the best time because nobody can lean on themselves, Father. We're going to lean on you, and we're going to see thy kingdom come. We loose it into the earth, Father. Our gates are open continually, day and night. They shall not be shut, that men may bring unto us the wealth of the nations. We go down to the sea of humanity. We do business in great waters. We see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Father, I thank you today. You're feeding us in the high places with the increase of the fields.